Weiter in Shas, we are in Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Dalet. Picking up on Kuf Gimel Beis Bada Baum and a Beis Bada Gemara. So we started off with the Mishnah discussing that if someone's going to sell a base core afar, as he says, I'm selling this base core of afar of earth. It comes out to, I think we said, 75,000 square amos. And he says it mida bechevel. He's doing it like this amount measured by the rope. Then there's like an exactitude that's going on. Then we said, what happens? He says, ah, a little bit less, a little more. So then, a little bit less, a little more. Yibari and the Gemara wants to know, base core stam. Always says base core stam. But it doesn't say, you know, measured by the rope, a little less, a little more. He just says, stam, what's the din? My, what's going to be done in such a case? Toshima, let's take a look. Come in here. Base core offer anymore, chalach. If somebody says, I'm selling a base core offer, mida bechevel, like particularly, according to the mida bechevel, the, measurement of the rope, then the din is pachos kolshu yinake. If the seller gave even a little bit less than he has to take off from the price, he has to pay. Yasa kolshu yachsen, if he's more, he goes and he buys to return. Hastama, which what's the mashmos? The mashmos is that if it's just stam, kehein chaser hein yaser dami. That it's going to be looked at, we compare it to a case of where it says, I'm selling it to you, a little less, a little more. Aim a seifa. In fact, the world of a second. What about the seifa? V'yamamar hein chaser hein yaser. Little less, little more. Avi bechisrov l'sa. Then even if the buyer gave the buyer a quarter kap per sa less than the base core, a chaser of l'sa, or he added that amount, higio. Then it becomes his a good one. And ha'stama, which what's the then the stam of that should be that kamida bechavel dami. It's considered kamida bechavel. So. Both ways, the mashmos are flipping the other way. We're not able to figure out the mashmos based off this. Tashma, let's try again. Base core ani. Base core afra ani marchalacha. Ke base core afra ani marchalacha. Right? He says, I'm selling a base core. Or he says, I'm selling you like a base core. Hein chaser, hein yaser ani marchalacha. Or he says, I'm selling you a base core afra, yeah, a little less, a little more. In all these cases, I feel because over the saw, even if he gave a quarter cap per saw less than the base core, oh, Jose Rova saw, or a quarter cap per saw more, he becomes his. It's a good sale. Alma, what do you see? Stamanami kein chasein yaser dami. And if he says it's stam, then it comes out to a case like a person saying it a little less, a little more. And up to a quarter cup per saw is acceptable. Says the Gemara. Hasam brushik mafaris. What do you mean? Over there in that brisa, it's possible to say, it's not talking about different cases, but rather it's coming to explain it. Ezu base core. Shehi ki base core. What's a base core? It's like a base core. Can go down relay. Hein chaser, hein yaser. Yeah, when he says, I'm selling you a base core, a little more, a little less, pachoto yoter, right? Even less, a little more. And therefore, the Bryce is only speaking at the din of a case where the seller said he was giving either a base core or a base core a little less than more. But it doesn't talk about the case where he says a base core and that's all he says. Maskifla Ravashi. Im Kane, if it's true that the Bryce is talking about only two cases, not three. Ani mochalach lamali. Why do you have to say the word ani mochalach two times? He's saying, stamanami kein chaser hein yaser dami. If he says, I'm selling a base core, even without specifying how much, it's compared to a base core, a little less, a little more. Shema amina, period. Neo. Next part of Mishnah, we said, ma'o machzer lo mos. What does the buyer return to him? If he owes him, if he ends up with a little bit more, he gives him money. Rot. Right, because the fact that whether we say that the din that the buyer has to take the extra stuff of land is for the benefit of the seller, so they end up with this tiny little land, they're not doing anything for him. So therefore, if the seller wants to take the land back, the buyer has to give it to him because that was that's for his benefit. We did it. Liyapos kochos shalmocher minan, liyapos kochos shalokech lo minan. Is it really true that we're saying that he's doing this in order to help the seller? We're not saying it to help the buyer. For a time, went to the price. If the seller said, I'm selling you a base core offer, a little more, then he then gives him 7.5 kav less than the core that he said he's going to give, right? Which is a quarter kav per saw. Yo, then a hoser shivas cabin umechsel lekar, or he adds that, yigil, it belongs to him, and it's a good sale, yosemikan, if it's more than that, kofen esamorcha limkar, then we force the seller to sell the extra land, veselokech likach, and the buyer to go and buy it. Which seems to be saying that what? That the seller doesn't have the option to hold on to the land if the buyer wants to buy it. So just like we go and we force the buyer to buy the excess if the seller insists, so we also go ahead and force the seller to sell if the buyer insists. So it would come out then that it was a benefit of both of them, for the buyer and for the seller. Says the Gemara, 9, that braisa hasam over there. And it says, you know, we force the seller to sell that extra land. It's talking about a case where the price of the land was high, it was a high price when it was being sold, and now it went down at the time that they're being checked. Now, I mean, lay, as we say to the seller, e aria after lay, if you want to give me, if it's land, if you want to give him the extra land, then have lay kizola dashta. Give it to him according to the current price that's lower. So the price says that we force the seller to sell. It means that if he wants to go and sell the extra land, we see sell it at the lower price. But the Braisa is agreeing that the option to sell or hold on to that land is up to the seller. So it's for the benefit of the seller. V'otanya, frankly, hold on 1 second. But we said the Braisa teaches us, but we learned that v'otanya kishu, no sinlo, when the seller gives the buyer the extra land, no sinlo kishar shalak echmen, he gives it to him by the price where it's the buyer bought from him, which was saying that even the price of the land went down between the sale and now, which, you know, they figured after how much was overmeasured, the seller is still able to get the higher price according to, right, the higher price originally charged for the land. So this price, it can't be understood as saying the seller has to sell the land by the lower price. So it's going to Hasam Kigon Dahavazula May Karvyaka Lashta. That's talking about a case where the price of the land was originally low and it went up. The price is saying in such a case, the seller can't go and force the buyer to pay the excess land at the current higher price, but he has to do it according to the lower price that it was originally. Next part of Mishnah, She'im Shir Basad the base test cabin, because if the seller left over an area of 9 kav of base core, the buyer holds on to the land and can't be forced, you know, can't be compelled to go and to buy it. This test cabin, we said, Vafilu Bika Gadola, even in a large open area, there's many, many cores of land, right? Even if it's a small little area, a seller doesn't agree to give over this plot of land. Because it's chashav land, you get to do stuff with it. The Rav Nachman Amar Nosin Shivas Kabin Umechsa L'chol Kor V'Kor, a seller gives an extra 7.5 kav for each and every kor of land that he sells, even if there's many different kors. So let's say he sells 10 kor, the buyer would be allowed to keep the over measurement of up to 75 kav, right, 12.5 sa, even though this extra stuff is large and useful. And relative to the sale, it's small, and therefore the seller is assumed to forego this at this small little amount. Beep, turn the page. Ve'iika milsi yaseira. And if there's anything more than the quarter kav over the, you know, of more than that, hadre, then it goes ahead and you return the actual land itself. Esver over love nachon, whoever comes along, esakashu. Yes, the kasher of Nachman, Shem Shir Basad the base Tisha's cabin. If the seller left over 9 kav, then it returns the land. Lav desabin le kurayim. Is this that we're talking about? Is this not also talking about when he sold him 2 kor of land, and therefore you have an overmeasurement of 9 kav is less than a quarter kav per sa? But the Mishnah says that the buyer has to return the extra land, which goes against Rav Nachman, that says in such a case the buyer gets to keep it. So Gemara, lo. The Mishnah is talking about the first case, the Zabin Likor, where he sold him a kor, 1 kor. In that case, 9 kav is going to be more than a quarter kav per sa, and the buyer can't keep the land, just like Rav Nachman is masking. Uvagina beis chatzi kav. Well, the Mishnah said, like, or in the case of a garden, he left over an area of half a kav. The buyer returns the extra land, right? If the sale was you're selling a garden, and it comes at the half a kav, the buyer can return the extra land and doesn't actually have to pay for it. Lav de Zabin le Satayim. Is this talking about even where you sold him two saw, right, of the garden? And therefore it comes out to an overmeasure of half a kav, that comes out to only a quarter kav land per saw. But the Mishnah is still saying that even in this case it's given back, which goes against Rav Nachman. It says as long as he's, it's not more than a quarter kav per saw, then he goes to keep it. As a Marlo, the Zabin le saw, Mishnah is talking about where he sold him a garden, just one saw. In that case, it's saying that the buyer returns this amount of over half a kav, since that is more than a quarter kav per saw, and half a kav is usually what's the norm. Okay, and then we said, Ukidiv Rebbe Akiva Beis Rova. We saw in the Mishnah said, right, at the end of the Mishnah, Ukidiv Rebbe Akiva Beis Rova, Maxlo Sakarka, Velos Rova Belvadu Marsir, Ela Eskol HaMosar. So now the Gemara is saying, we ended up by saying, according to Rebbe Akiva, if the over measurement was a quarter kav, but that itself is already a chash of a zach. And therefore, an over-measurement of one quarter kav doesn't have to be bought, but it can be returned because it's still chash of. My lav, does that when they saw? He's talking about the case where he sold him a garden is a value, there was a measurement of a saw, and therefore the quarter kav belongs to the buyer, according to Rav Nachman. But the Mishnah is saying, according to Rebbe Akiva, that is returned to the seller, which goes against Rav Nachman. Says more low, does Zabin Lishchatzi saw. In the case of the garden, it's like when he sold him a half a saw. In that case, a quarter kav over is going to be more than that a buyer is allowed to keep. And even Rav Nachman be maskim, you have to go ahead and to return the land. Now, frek the Gemara. Now, with all these cases we've been talking about, you know, if you gave more land, you have to return the land or you have to pay for it. That, like, can you return the land? You have to pay for it. It would depend how much the land is, like how much land is, you know, is going to be, is in excess of what the land is used for. So we said, let's say something's a grain field, you have 9 kav, that's useful, you can return that. And if it's a garden, half a kav. What happens if it shifts its uses? Let's say you have the thing that was a grain field, but it switched over to be a garden. So now it's about less space, it's going to be chashev. Or the flip. Meyer, what's going to be the din? Take a good question. We don't know. Tana, ima yusabel chesedeu, if the field was the field that was sold was next to another of the seller's field, which wasn't part of the sale, then I feel a kolshu, even if the over measure was only a tiny amount more than the quarter kav per saw, machselo karka, then he can return land itself. He doesn't have to buy it because the land he's going to give back is next to the other person's land, so it makes sense to give that back. It's going to continue of his land. Bayer Vashi, bor mau shetafsik. If there's a pit that's in between the land that was sold and the sellers of the field, is that a separation, and therefore you don't give it back the actual land itself, if to pay? Or amasamay mashatavsik, derecharab mashatavsik, richba didikla mashatavsik, or you have this row of palms, what's going to be the din then? Teku, for the Gemara, good question, teku. Velos rova bavad machsir, whenever you go, the buyers return the land. It's not only the quarter kav that he has to return. Elakola mosa, but all the excess. Klape laya. How does it make any sense? What are you talking about? Really, it should be exactly this, the flip of what you said. The buyer should have to return the excess beyond the quarter kav and the quarter kav itself. Tani ravin bar of Nachman. Ravin Nachman said, Lois amos bavad machsir lo. That not only the excess stuff that he has to return, Elas kol revoin kulan, but he's to return all the extra quarter cops also, and that's what it means. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.